response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
For those keeping score, a change in the programming plans here because in the house, Chewy, the one, the only, Angela Bonafide is here. How are you, Angela?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, I bought you those punch keys. And when I heard Chewy talking about it this morning, I thought, wait a second, that's supposed to be my job.
Yeah.
As the president of the Doc and Chewy fan club.
Well, exactly. And I think he was hoping at one point, it was almost like fishing, that you would be out there listening to him. Because it wasn't the first time he mentioned it this morning. But yeah, you're the first one to...
Well, as soon as I got out of the shower, I heard you talking about it. And I thought, okay, mission number one on today's running around list, Doc and Chewy need punch keys.
Now, did we appreciate these, or did you get these?
No, I stopped and bought them for you. I would have gone to Music Bakery like I did that time a couple years ago. I brought them for you, but I knew the line was going to be long. So I stopped at good old Garrity's, who sells them, and I bought you the Boston cream type or Bavarian cream or whichever
that's
one
that's Doc Medic's favorite.
Oh, yes.
It's the powdered one, not the chocolate.
Oh, that's amazing. Believe me. Beggars can't be choosy. That's what I am. So it is great to see you again, but thank you. And you were also out at the food drive. Angela comes out every year and donates at the food drive that we do right around Thanksgiving.
Because my whole family's military, so we always do that for you when we can.
I didn't know you were coming in today. I wanted to take a picture at our house. So your daughter made us the cutting boards.
Yes.
A couple of years ago.
Sabrina.
Michelle has made that. We haven't cut anything on it because she has made that a piece to show off other things, so it's like an art piece, and I want to show you what she does because she decorates it for every
like a charcuterie
right now,
board. That's a good way to do it too.
But I use the cutting board every single day.
You know,
just so you know,
I gave one to my friend Teresa when she got married, and I noticed it years later sitting on display. And I said, "But it's meant to be used." She said, "But I don't want to scar it up."
Yeah.
So, but I like your idea of the charcuterie board because that's kind of cool.
But that's what she does. Michelle had Valentine's decorations on it. We're going to have St. Patrick's ones going on it.
So I want to see that.
It's kind of neat. I'll get you a picture. I'll definitely send it. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Anything for you guys. You know, I love you guys, and I haven't been down to see you in a while. And I'm sorry, my inheritance
I was going to say, you brought a friend with you.
I did. I have my inheritance from my mom's recent passing. This is Stella Lucy Harrigan.
Wow, that's a whole mouthful.
Yes. I didn't know it was a full name.
She's a full name, Stella Lucy.
She's Irish then too, right?
But she's Irish, even though she's a Yorkie poo, she's Irish. She's an Irish Yorkshire poodle or doodle or whatever.
She's only what, a year?
She just turned a year, February the 5th.
Wow.
And mom had her for 8 months before she passed, and she's now mine.
Yeah.
I've inherited two dogs in the last 2 years that I didn't want.
Yep.
Once I lost Sassy after 17 years, I was free.
Yep.
Now I have two.
Yeah, hey, listen, that's what happens.
Chewy, and that looks just like your dogs.
She looks like a combination between Bria and Gucci, except Gucci, she has more teeth than Gucci right now.
So,
Gucci, my dog just had 8 teeth pulled. Yeah. So, yeah.
I hope so. It was an 8 teeth pulled.
The Abominable Snowman had more teeth than your dog did.
It's true.
They took it out. Well, Angela, thanks for coming in again today.
You're welcome, and I'm sure I'll be back soon. Can I just say a quick hello to somebody important
to
me?
Sure, go ahead.
I would like to say good morning and hello and have a nice day to a friend of the family, friend of mine, but through my daughter and my son-in-law, Tara White. Every time I see her, she says, "I haven't heard you on the radio. How come you're not going on the radio?" So I haven't really been down to see Jock and Chewy. So I want to say good morning to her and hope she has a great day.
Good morning, Tara, from all of us. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Doc.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.